Good morning, everybody. This is Terry Laundrie with the midweek update for Wednesday, November 24th, 2010. We have a single chart here, which is the at the request of Alvis, has got the advanced decline oscillator in blue at the bottom rather than the volume oscillator. And when you put that in, you do get an interesting new T. It's called the new ADOT. It has a null echo mid-December low, expected in that bit. But you see that the momentum peak is in the July area, not in the June area, if you compare this with the one that I did earlier in the week. That T computes a top date in the March time period, and there are some possibilities that could come out, provided you make a sharp decline, which we expect a very sharp decline into the center post via the null deco concept. A data sheet, of course, is the same. You'll notice that the market has come down towards the normal correction low, and as of yesterday's close, the 23rd, the arms ratio is 3.16. That's oversold enough to have the rally to have some strength today, and let's see, of course, tomorrow's Turkey Day, and then maybe come up on Friday, but then you start to roll over again, and you should come down eventually to the deep correction low, but I would think that you could make something at the normal correction low as well. One of the things that you want to remember is that we have two outstanding T's, one for gold and one for the S&P, which claims that there's some kind of a hang-up into the first week in December, and it's entirely possible that will occur. But then if it does occur, you would expect that as they give way, in other words, their money flow T's expire, then you're going to drop very sharply all the way down to the deep correction low. So the fact that it seems to be hanging up is not important in that regard. The other comment that I wanted to make was that, well, I'll save this for Sunday, but I'll just summarize it for now. Orville has communicated to me that they know about the four-year cycle, and they think that the early March low was the one. For where it goes. One of the rules of thumb that you get is that if you go back and look at the four-year cycle, which I will describe in detail on Sunday, it turns out that you get generally it's like 2 years up and 2 years down, and that so if you'd say from the early March 09 low, you go up for 2 years, that would be to March of 11, and then you go down for 2 years, and that would take you into our next projected date, which was 2013 or 2013-ish, early 2013, because it would be like March of 2013. But if it runs a little bit shorter, which it has been doing, it would come out into the late 2012 time frame. But it's still basically 2 years up, 2 years down. In the case where the advanced decline T has expired, and this would be in 1972 there's another example in 1980. What happens is if you can't run the 2 years out, what you do is you just go into a multiple top pattern, and that's what I believe is happening. You notice that in the WT we have here, D tops out just at A, except for there's a slight token new high. If the market falls down to the deep correction low, my forecast would be that you probably can make it back up to retest the D top. Okay, but no higher than that, based on the fact that once the advanced decline T goes out, the best you can do is to go into this rolling thing, and if the four-year cycle is responsible for it, then you would run into the top. Now, you also have interesting concepts running with the insider selling and the excessive bullishness on the part of the public as being top warnings, but that you don't need to do that if you have the four-year cycle. Just say that if you can make this ADT with a sharp enough decline, where the oscillator goes below, you see we made a low that is very similar to the low in the AD oscillator. We made a low at the places which are somewhat comparable to where we had previous lows, except that it's not the May low. They're not down as deep as the May low. I would think you'd have to go down to the May low or something like that in the period from December 6th down to the middle of the month. That's the 15th. In order to get far enough away from that top that you'd have a decent rally to get up, because you're just going to, the forecast is just going to be that you're going to go sideways in a topping pattern. So that's pretty much the summary that I'm going to do in the next Sunday's update. So that's it for today. Enjoy the Thanksgiving, and I'll be back on Sunday. Bye-bye.